Good morning.
Good morning.
It's January 24th, 2024. We got 124-24 going on.
It's hump day. So today, I'm going to be working with Treffer Ranch to get them started on their new website. And I helped Western Trail Horses get some new photos up and got their login to add new sale horses.
And Treffer, is that horses and cattle, right?
They do both horses and cattle, yes.
Mm-hmm. And they're in Nebraska. And you have Western Trail Horses in Colorado.
Yes.
All right. Our no-till conference just wrapped up in Kansas today. I'm sure we'll hear from those guys in a future interview.
What else have you been doing?
Well, we're transitioning our Horseman's Corner, Cattleman's Corner, and Harvest USA programs into Podbean for extended interviews exclusive to the web.
Neat.
Yeah, so we're going to have exclusive content over there on Podbean, so look for that pretty soon. And you're also getting ready for the program Friday, right?
Yes, I'm going to be researching some topics to see what everybody wants to hear about.
Is about a dangling participle? I'm just wondering because at is, you know.
It may be.
Kind of sound like it was dangling. So if you want to suggest content to us, you can email diggingdeeperus@gmail.com.
Or you can message the Digging Deeper TV Facebook page.
Yeah, great. All right, so that's what we have going on right now here on Wednesday. And now I think it's time to move on into our daily devotional.
Yes, we are on day 3 of Unshaken.
Discipline today. So far we've had identity and faithfulness.
Correct.
So today is discipline. This is from Unshaken on YouVersion.
Then Daniel said to the steward whom the chief of the eunuchs had assigned over Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, test your servants for 10 days. Let us be given vegetables to eat and water to drink. Then let our appearance and the appearance of the youths who eat the king's food be observed by you, and deal with your servants according to what you see. So he listened to them in this matter and tested them for 10 days. At the end of 10 days, it was seen that they were in better appearance and fatter in flesh than all the youth who ate the king's food. So the steward took away the food and the wine they were to drink and gave them vegetables. As for these 4 youths, God gave them learning and skill in all literature and wisdom, and Daniel had understanding in all visions and dreams. At the end of the time, when the king had commanded that they should be brought in, the chief of the eunuchs brought them in before Nebuchadnezzar, and the king spoke with them, and among all of them none was found like Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Therefore they stood before the king, and in every matter of wisdom and understanding about which king inquired of them, he found them 10 times better than all the magicians and enchanters that were in all his kingdom. That was in Daniel 1:11-20. I always wonder sometimes if Daniel's friends gave in to the culture at some point, because by the time they're in the furnace, they're no longer Mishael, Hananiah, and Azariah. Those are the Greek names. Daniel's is the only one that continued to be called Daniel all the way through.
Good question.
I don't know.
Daniel and his friends, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, also known as Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, had to go through an intense training of Babylonian culture that lasted 3 years. The discipline found within their studying also echoed within their spiritual life. In response to the king's orders, they willingly did a 10-day fast of only eating vegetables and water. They went in not knowing what God would do, but believed that God could do abundantly more if they chose to honor him. In Matthew 18:20, we're reminded, "For where 2 or 3 are gathered in my name, there I am among you."
These 4 friends exemplified what it means to truly be anchored in whose they are. They visibly displayed that God was on their side, and as a result of their risky faith, God honored them with visions and dreams of all kinds. God gave knowledge and understanding in natural and supernatural ways.
Results do not happen overnight. It often requires discipline. In weight training, it's a painful process as old muscles are torn down and new muscles are rebuilt. In these verses, we see 4 friends go through displaying great discipline together. Additionally, they held each other accountable to their true identity as people chosen by God. As a result, God provided a unique favor and anointing.
Maybe something to think about. What area of your life do you need more discipline? Over the next 7 days, consider embarking on a fast. something that our pastor has also asked us to do. Ask God to help reveal ways to develop more discipline within your life. Discipline is kind of hard to obtain. I mean, it takes work.
Discipline usually includes sacrifice, and that is the first step towards gaining anything in God's favor, is we must first give up something.
Right.
So he gave us the ultimate sacrifice. We should have a little discipline to give him our first fruits and to fast and to do these things for him. We should all be able to, but it's tough.
It is.
So hang in there as we go 7 more days through this 10-day devotional. Dear God, thank you so much for the reminder that we need discipline. Day in and day out, little things and big. But Lord, especially in the small things, help us to be disciplined and true to you. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
So besides that great devotional there and the discipline we need, what else happened on this day in history? Oh, we've got an assassination to start off with. Way back.
Way back. That was 41 AD.
Probably not even in the Wayback Machine.
I doubt it.
Yeah, in the year 41 AD, Caligula is assassinated. Well, this Roman emperor had become a little too, let's say, cocky. He referred to himself as a god and called himself Jupiter. His society was mixed with sadistic cruelty, lavish extravagance, and sexual perversion. He was stabbed to death by his fellow guardsmen.
In 1848, the gold rush begins. James Marshall found gold at a Sutter's mill in Coloma, California. While Marshall and Sutter attempted to keep the discovery quiet, news of it quickly spread.
Oh, those newspaper people. A newspaper publisher in San Francisco named Samuel Brannan opened a store selling prospecting supplies and then published the discovery. Over 300,000 people flocked to San Francisco in hopes of striking it rich.
The gold rush, yes. 1908, the Boy Scouts are organized. British Army Lieutenant General Robert Baden-Powell started the Boy Scouts after his military manual, Aids to Scouting, was widely popular.
Really?
He opened a scouting camp the year before to test his ideas about scouting and published Scouting for Boys, which became one of the best-selling books of the 20th century.
And in 1922, it was the Eskimo pie invention. I thought that was pretty cool, but what was really strange about this one, in this invention, the Christian Kent Nelson came up with this Eskimo pie. First of all, he wasn't an Eskimo.
Yep.
Second of all, he was in...
Iowa. But everybody loves an Eskimo pie every once in a while.
Yeah, oh yeah, but Iowa has a reputation for being cold. Cold as ice cream.
In 1946, first UN resolution is passed.
Oh yeah, that was the UN Atomic Energy Commission. Oversee international development of atomic energy. And you were pointing out to me that every day when you scroll through these things, every day there's in some year, there's some nuclear test going on out in Nevada. But anyway, let's get past the nuclear stuff. Don't want to scare you with that. How about this scary salary? In 1950, Jackie Robinson got the highest salary ever paid to anyone. 1950.
Yep.
Jackie Robinson, you know, the first Black Hall of Famer in 1962, the 12 years later on the same day, Jackie Robinson was paid $35,000 in 1950.
He was a true legend.
As the highest paid player at the time. And a real friend and a real man.
Right.
And then all the way to 2003, right?
Yeah, the Department of Homeland Security was created in response to the September 11th attacks and incorporated 22 agencies. That included the U.S. Customs, Immigration, Naturalization, Transportation Security, and FEMA.
Yeah, and several others, 22 agencies in total.
Yeah.
Okay, and our last thing here is 2006, Disney buys Pixar for $7.4 billion. 2006 on this day in history. That was crazy. Pixar was the company that Steve Jobs created when Apple fired him in 85 before he came back in 97. While he was away, he just created the largest movie studio, coolest thing ever.
He did. Yep. Today is Global Belly Laugh Day.
Okay. Let one rip.
Let it rip.
I'm not a big laugher from my belly.
I can. Yes. Okay. And it's also Talk Like a Grizzled Prospector Day. Imagine where they got that idea.
Must have been from the gold rush, huh?
It must have been. It's also National Peanut Butter Day.
Yay. I just had a peanut butter pancake this morning. Yeah. How do you know that?
Peanut butter is good.
It is.
Always tempting. Yes. Yes. And National Snow Sculpting Week.
Okay. So not just snowmen and women, but go out there and build something cool in the snow.
Yeah.
Build a castle. Build something genius.
Yeah.
Build something really cool. I don't know what I'm saying. Just go out there and sculpture some snow, will you? We don't have snow in Texas.
Can't do it. We can't participate.
Sculpture up some snow for us today. Hopefully that was enough to elevate your day today.
I hope so.
Thanks again for listening. I'm Brian.
And I'm Andy.
May God bless.